Hi, this is Scott Hanselman, and this is How Do I Get Inline Editing Working in ASP.NET Dynamic Data. In our first video, we created a very simple scaffolding site using the Northwind database. I added a Northwind data context. And when I hit play and start debugging, I get a list of my tables. You see I've got products here. I can click on products. We notice our URL says products/list. If I hover over edit, notice in the status bar there, it says product/edit. If I click on edit, I come to a details page that is filled out where I can make changes to my product. I can hit update or cancel. How do I get inline editing in ASP.NET Dynamic Data? Well, it comes down to routing. If we remember in the previous video, when we look at our global ASAX, our default route looked like this. It took a table name, like products, and an action, where that action is one of list, details, edit, or insert, where edit takes the action of update as well. Well, you've also got some commented out routes at the bottom here. Let's switch routes. I'll comment this one out, and I'll comment this one in. Rather than taking in table/actions, this one takes in list details, and it handles page action list, while the details view is handled here. So in this case, the list action and the details action are both being handled by the same page, list details. List details exists in here in our page templates. So where are edit and insert? Well, they're right here because they're being handled all in one place in line on the list details grid. Let's take a look at this in action. Now we'll click on products. Notice that our URL has changed. We're looking at list details. But for the most part, it looks pretty much the same. Let's see if it's in fact changed. Let's hit edit. There we go. Now I've got inline editing. This is done in the kind of the standard way that inline editing is done. I'll show you the code behind, but it's a little simpler than you're used to seeing with ASP.NET. I can make a change, hit update. Everything has been handled by the list details. I haven't actually left, so there isn't the need for that edit action. It's all handled in one place. I make a new. I make it here, and then it automatically appears elsewhere in the list. Everything, again, being handled by the list details page. So how is this happening behind the scenes? Well, let's take a look at list details. Remember that these are templates. This isn't necessarily code generation, as it is templating via this meta model that we have. Our dynamic data manager on the page. If we scroll down, we see our grid view. The grid view is set to auto-generate columns. So we didn't need to set anything in the grid view. Ordinarily, we'd have bound columns. In a future video, we'll see how that gets replaced with a dynamic field and with dynamic controls. Now, grid view doesn't actually list out the columns yet. It's auto-generating everything. We'll see in a future video when we get to plug in our own custom columns, custom details, display names, formatting, as well as the dynamic control in the forms view and the list view, and how to add dynamic fields in the grid and details view. But for now, in this particular view, the grid view exists here, details exist here, and everything else is auto-generated. But don't worry, I'll show you how you can customize everything. You won't be forced to be stuck with just the auto-generated stuff. So now, how do I have inline editing for one table, but perhaps a more complicated details view for another table? How can I change this on a table-by-table basis? Well, that's where the power of routing comes in. Here, we're taking any table, and we're handling the things in the list details view. But if I want to, I can put the first route back in. If you're familiar with ASP.NET MVC, you'll notice that this routing comes from ASP.NET MVC, and even though we're in this case, we're using web forms. And routes are evaluated in order. So here, where it says table, what if I just change that to products, and then added table equals products. So now in this case, the products page will get the standard master detail separate edit page, while all other tables will get inline editing experience. We'll hit play. Some people call it start debugging, but I like to think of it as a little VCR. We hit products. Notice our URL says /product/list. We hit edit. We get our edit view. Now we're in product/edit.aspx. Let's go back to the home page and look at orders. Orders is still done as a list details page. I can hit edit, and I get inline editing. So just by changing the route, we've told dynamic data enough information to do the right thing and pick different templates. And remember that those templates are coming out of the page templates folder. We'll see how we can customize those, override them for specific tables in future videos. See you soon.